Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So one of the neat things about TBS is that we always talk about Jewish values. And so throughout the religious school, Rabbi Rappaport teaches the seventh grade. She has the big book of Jewish values. And so think for a second to yourself, what is a Jewish value that's important? And particularly for my younger friends, and maybe an example of someone doing that value. Don't leave me hanging when I come around. So I'll give you a couple of moments to think. Okay, a Jewish value, a Jewish value. Parents, you can coach them. Yes, thank you, Ruby. There we go.
Giving tzedakah.
Great, great. Anybody else? Okay, yes, my friend.
Generosity.
Great, great. Jules, what do you got?
Helping plant trees.
Great, great. It's taking care of the world. It's called Baal Tashchit. Yes. Let's see, Asher.
Justice.
Justice, good. Tzedek, great. Tzedek, tzedek, tir, dof. Anybody else? Anybody else? Don't want anyone to feel left out. Okay, Rabbi Rappaport, what's the value that you want the seventh grade to be thinking about next?
We talk a lot about kavod, having respect for others, respect for holiness, respect for the world.
Great. Wow, that's cool. I really, really like the values. So this is a story about a young girl named Rivka. And one night she falls asleep and she has a dream. And she dreams that up in the heavens that there is an angel, and the angel committed a sin before God. And the angel was very, very sorry. And God said, I want you to travel throughout the world, and I want you to bring back the most precious thing in the world. Bring that back up to the heavens. So the angel traveled and traveled. And eventually, at the edge of a forest, the angel came to a battlefield. And there were two soldiers, and they were hiding so that nobody else could find them. And they were separated by a little bit. And one soldier was very, very thirsty and called out. And his friend crawled and crawled and crawled and crawled and came to the other soldier and gave him water. And the angel scooped up a drop of that water and brought it before God and said, this must be the most precious thing in the world, a drop of water that represents courage. That wasn't the most precious thing, so the angel set out again. And the angel traveled and traveled and traveled, and finally, the angel came to a hospital. And there was a woman who got sick, and she was a doctor. And she got sick as she was taking care of other people. And after having been very, very, very sick, she got better. And there were people that were now caring for her. And the angel scooped up a breath from this doctor and brought it to God and said, this must be the most precious thing in the world, the breath of someone who heals others. But you know, that still wasn't the most precious thing in the world. So the angel set out again across deserts, through cities, and finally the angel came to a house in a clearing. And this house was isolated. And the angel looked inside and saw two parents with their children, and they were just sitting down to dinner. And the angel saw, coming to the house, was a man with a sword and a man with a gun, and he was getting ready to rob the house. And he looked in the window, and he saw this family sitting down and eating together and saying a prayer before they started to eat. And at that moment, the man remembered his own childhood, remembered his parents, remembered his family, and began to cry. And the man realized that what he had been doing was wrong. And so instead of stealing, instead of hurting people, the man decided to change his life and to repent. And the angel caught up a tear from the man and brought that before the heavens and said to the divine, "This is the most precious thing in the world, the tear of repentance." And that was the most precious thing, because throughout our lives, you know, we all at times do things that may hurt other people. We may get mad at a brother or a sister, or we may get mad at our parents, or our parents may get mad at us, or we may get mad at a teacher or a coach, or even by mistake, even if we didn't know it, we may do something that hurts somebody else's feelings. And once we learn that that has happened, because if we've hurt someone, they should always be able to tell us, and then we're able to repent, to say, "I'm sorry," and to make amends. And that is truly one of the most precious things in the world. Shabbat Shalom.